Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Glenbrook's latest podcast. My name's Chris Lloyd, and today I'm really excited to be joined by Mr. Warrington, Simon Rodham from BE Group. Good morning. Good afternoon, Simon.
Afternoon, Chris. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
That's okay. No, thank you. I've been trying to sort of pin you down for a while, so I'm glad. Well, it's a shame it's taken the sort of coronavirus epidemic to finally get you alone in a room.
And in lockdown, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, great. So, what I was keen to talk to you because I've always wanted to do a podcast on the Warrington property market. And I think you're probably best qualified to talk about that. And perhaps you could tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and your sort of career history.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, I work at BE Group. So I'm a director at BE Group. We're a property consultancy based out of Birchwood in Warrington. And I actually started my career originally with BE Group back in 2005. And I spent the first sort of 6 years of my career, sort of cutting my teeth, doing deals around Warrington and the surrounds, before getting headhunted by someone at DTZ, a chap called Mr. Lloyd. So, got a call from Lloydie one day in 2011, wanting me to come and work for DTZ. Which seemed like a really interesting prospect to go and work out of Manchester city centre, widen my market, start dealing with the Northwest, as opposed to my concentration in Warrington. So I spent around about 2.5 years doing that. And then an opportunity opened up back at BE Group. One of the directors was retiring. There was a bit of restructuring within the business. And
home is where the heart is.
And yeah, you know, I went back to work with some guys that have been friends of mine, taught me a lot, you know, over the years. But gone back work with those guys, and I've been back with BE Group since sort of back half of 2013. So yeah, 15 years in the business, as they say.
Yeah. So you're sort of known, you know, you're sort of known throughout the region as the sort of experts on the Warrington market, but what would you say your patch is when we're talking about Warrington? What are we talking about? What's the area? Because you crop up in all sorts of parts of the market, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, my patch, I mean, technically speaking, obviously we've got where you'll see our marketing boards, where you'll see the BE Group marketing boards. We've got lots around Warrington, Widnes, Wigan, Runcorn, St. Helens. That's our concentration. That's where you'll see the BE Group marketing boards. In terms of acquisition, we do actually have a number of clients that have property in that concentration, but also have property outside of it. And that takes us off piste. We do deal in Cheshire, wider Cheshire, as well as sort of further afield than that. I mean, I guess an example at the minute, doing some work with a client of mine, Assurance, who are headquartered in the UK out of Crewe. They're an American-owned business. They've got they're a mobile device insurance business, and they've got a mobile device repair centre in Newcastle-under-Lyme. So I actually got brought into doing an acquisition for them. We're acquiring a design and build at the minute in Stoke-on-Trent. That takes me out of Warrington, but it really is acquisition side sort of takes us a bit off piece. But our concentration, more or less, is those areas that I've just mentioned.
Okay. So I was doing a little bit of research for this, and is it true that the sort of office take-up in Warrington and Birchwood has started to regularly exceed the office take-up in Liverpool City Centre?
I do you know what? I think we probably did actually beat Liverpool City Centre once, maybe twice. But I think, quite frankly, I think in recent years, Liverpool has gone on, excelled, done some really big deals. And really, you know, we've not been near Liverpool's figures for the last couple of years. But yeah, you know, there is some truth in that. Warrington has outperformed Liverpool City Centre, I guess, as an example, historically. But Warrington is one of those markets, industrial and office. It's a very consistent market. Really delivering quite a set level of deals each year. We'll ignore 2010. It's been a recovery since then, but you know, the long term averages are pretty strong and consistent. So it does tend to be a favoured option with investors, obviously occupiers.
And why is that? Why is it so consistent?
I think obviously there is a critical mass. There was a lot of development in Warrington, over the last 30 years. There's been a hell of a lot of development. So you have all these motorway corridor, business parks, and industrial estates on a huge scale, and that critical mass is there. And as an example, the Warrington office market, I mean, particularly just looking at Birchwood in isolation, you know, that's a market that delivers, you know, around about 45% of office take up each year. And that market, in itself, about 65%, I've seen it at 70% before, of the deals in that small market are delivered from existing occupiers just relocating within Birchwood. So it's got its own little insular market there. And it's that chain of existing occupiers that's the backbone to the local market. So you've always got that. But then aside from, organic growth and churn, you're sat in a motorway box, motorway corridors, left, right and centre with the M6, M62, M56 and tapping into, obviously the Merseyside region, tapping into Manchester. And it's that geography that really draws in that inward investment as well. And I think it's that combination of the two that really push it to perform at the level it's at.
Yeah. I've always thought that Warrington Council were always sort of go-getters. You know, they were always very proactive and...
Absolutely. Yeah. I think a lot of people have obviously seen in recent press over the last few years, certainly since 2016, 2017, that they've been making their own investment into the commercial property markets. Aside from that, they're a very forward thinking council. They've delivered vital improvements to the road infrastructure. Putting their own money in there, but also, bringing in other lines of investment as well. And big regeneration schemes that have been on the cards for a while. I mean, they've not made things happen overnight, but there's certainly, a lot of these pipeline plans have come to fruition with Times Square in the town centre. Obviously, can't ignore Amiga and what happened there on the 62. So yeah, they've really been the catalyst, but that with a strong relationship with those sort of investors in Warrington, it was a good combination, and it's really pushed the market forward.
So tell me a bit about Birchwood Park. Do you want to just give a bit of an overview?
Birchwood Park. I mean, obviously, it's the most successful business park that exists in Warrington, but I would argue it's probably one of the most successful in the Northwest.
Yeah, I think I'd agree.
It's 123 acres of business park, 1.2 million square feet of accommodation. So it's a sizable park. There's 165 companies working from Birchwood Park, and I think on the last tally, about 6,000 people working from that site. So,
right.
Yeah, you know, a huge success. You know, there's a big history to that site, but, you know, it's been redeveloped and added to and continues to be at the minute, you know, responding to the market, but delivering, you know, what the market needs, which is, you know, a great piece to the puzzle.
Give us some indication of on some headline figures for it, Rod. Is it yeah. What's the headline office rent there now?
So we've done a couple of deals at £22 a square foot.
Wow.
So, you know, really pushed the rents on in recent recent months, or in the last year, should I say. You know, there's Warrington, much like quite a lot of the office, out of town office markets, not seen a lot of speculative office development. So, you know, we've been able to push headline rents on at Birchwood Park because, you know, there are certain products. And I'll reference sort of Bridgewater Place, which is a scheme within the park that was, well, you'll remember, you know, it's one that was built out, you know, over 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
But it's still a modern grade A product. It's just been refurbished and kept in a really good state. And because there is this lack of new development, I guess, in Warrington, it's what it's enabled us to do is maintain that scheme as a grade A office scheme in Warrington as your sort of best in class. And, you know, justifiably, the rents reflect that, as do the occupiers. We've got, you know, Rolls-Royce on there that have just renewed their commitment to the estate in 10,000 square feet. MHI Vestas, they were one of the companies that signed up at 22 quid a foot. Countryside, the residential developers, they are a new addition to the park. They went in last year at that headline rent. But yeah, I guess another big one to mention, Hoover Candy. You know, they came to the estate. They've just expanded again, but they've been on the estate for a little over a year, really. But they had an office in on the Wirral, in Bromborough. They had an office in Bolton, consolidated the two, and, you know, where Warrington had to do the beauty parade and demonstrate that, you know, it was the best place for their business to be, and they bought into it. So yeah, you know, 22 quid headline rent on the offices there. They are building out an industrial scheme at the minute to add to the already industrial stock on the estate. So it's worth mentioning that.
So what's the quoting rents for that?
So they're at £7.50 a foot, which they've already achieved on the estate, and they've got two buildings under offer already on that new development. So they're actually building 170,000 square feet at the minute. That is actually due to PC in the next couple of weeks. And a couple of 18,000 square foot buildings, a couple of sort of circa 20s and two 250s. It's good stock, good sort of you know, quality stock, which, you know, there's not a lot of it. I mean, the office market, last time I checked, it was probably less than 8% supply, which still provides a healthy churn. But the industrial markets, you know, it's quite different. It was less than 4% supply last time I had a look, and you know, that's clearly an indication that there's a shortage.
Yeah, that's it. That's interesting. So, so that's sort of Birchwood and Birchwood Park, and then talking about Warrington and Warrington Town Centre. I felt sort of it's been slightly left behind by Birchwood. What do you think Warrington needs to do or continue to do as a town centre to sort of keep up with Birchwood in terms of office supply, take up figures, being an attractive proposition for occupiers?
Yeah, I think you know, the commercial market in the town centre, you know, it's quite similar to a lot of other small towns, really. You've got all these old Edwardian Victorian terrace properties that, you know, that turned into offices, and, you know, that's where a lot of the solicitors and accountancy firms and town centre based office occupiers, you know, existed. But that's sort of changed, really. I think, as you know, there was obviously Centre Park, which we do class as the town centre business park. Centre Park is a an office scheme on the southern fringe of the town centre, and there's been a bit of a gravitation of occupiers out of those terraces where they've started to sort of expand and grow through building after building. They get to a point where, you know, it's really inefficient, and obviously we promote open plan working and floor plates being efficient. Now, the old Edwardian Victorian stuff has really sort of passed its sort of sell by date with some occupiers, and they've transitioned to modern products, modern space on Centre Park. But effectively, what that's sort of left behind was quite a lot of void in the town centre. Office occupiers not really looking for space in the town centre because of limitations on parking, and but mainly the quality of the accommodation, and therefore, you know, other issues were sort of transport, certainly not public transport. Public transport's quite good. We've got a couple of train stations and things, but it's actually the roads and accessibility in and around Warrington. There were a few pinch points, but they're being addressed. And with,
well, the main pinch points being when they open the bridge out for ships going down the ship canal.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Obviously, if you're heading out south and you get to places like Stockton Heath, you've got the swing bridge there, which, yeah, you know, it's it's a busy passing, isn't it, up and down the ship canal now, which is great. But obviously, if you're trying to get from one side of Warrington to the other out of that side of town, it's been a bit sticky. But yeah, they're building this bypass. They're building a link road, which effectively will come out of the south of the town centre, effectively giving Centre Park direct access out, heading out south, which will relieve pressure from Bridgefoot, which is one of the main arterial sort of junctions, if you like, coming in and out of town on the south side.
So where are they up to with that road? That link road has been spoken about for ages. Where are they actually?
Yeah. It has, yeah. It's one of those things. It has been spoken about for ages, but they're actually on site with it now.
Right.
So yeah. If you actually drive into Warrington from the south, yeah, you know, you will actually see it. We're doing viewings at Centre Park, and we can actually look out the windows and say, there it is. You know, because it's actually happening, which is refreshing. Because you know, as you know, being an agent yourself for a long period. You know, you can show all the plans you want. You know, it's really a spade in the ground that really makes a difference. I think with some of the confidence issues with, you know, road infrastructure. So, you know, stuff is happening now. But as you say, it's stuff that's been in the pipeline for a long time. So it is, you know, good to see it come into fruition. But yeah, I think what will boost the town centre is Times Square. Times Square being the development that they're building out with Muse Developments, £142 million development. There's a lot of leisure in there. There is a bit of retail in there, which some people thought, you know, do we need more retail? But it's the kind of sort of operators that they're actually attracting, which is the interesting thing. You've obviously got Cineworld anchored in the middle of it, a permanent, you know, market hall, which is great. Obviously, that seems to work really well in a lot of towns and have turned things around with a good quality sort of market hall offering. But, yeah, you know, they attracted the Botanist as a sort of one of the sort of operators in one of the retail units. And there's a couple of others which, you know, are pinpointed to sort of to go there. But I mean, how this current situation, you know, the COVID-19 situation is going to affect the retail there, I don't know. But one thing is for sure, it's certainly made a visual difference with the town centre now. The council are moving into a 60,000 square foot office building within that development, and suddenly the whole thing just starts to feel, you know, a little bit more careful, a little bit more high profile, you know, a place where I think we'll start to see occupiers wanting to be a part of, you know, being a part of that amenity and that sort of professional, and well kept environment.
So talking, I mean, you brought it up just then, you know, coronavirus, COVID-19. How are BE Group as a business dealing with it? What's your sort of plan for what are you doing?
So well, our business is really is split into two parts really. So within the group we've got the property agency business and economic development and regeneration consultancy. Now our economic development guys, I mean, they've got a lot of work on at the minute. They've got lots of they do a lot of employment land studies, and they're doing a hell of a lot of research based work. So, you know, your property review reports and such like. They've got a lot of work on at the minute, and they're still winning work actually. So they're busy. I think it's a minute that the immediate impact is really on the agency side of the business, because, you know, we're not getting the level of inquiry that we were getting, unsurprisingly. You know, occupiers that we are engaged with, you know, are taking their time, and we can't do a lot of viewings. You know, we're not trailing people around the market. We're doing what we can to stay safe and follow the guidelines that are set out by the government. So, in a nutshell, out of the five of us on the agency side, two of the lads have been put on furlough, just to sort of reduce our overheads for a short period of time, and we're going to review that at the end of April. But that's our initial plan. You know, we're still able to react and deal with inquiries and keep our clients happy. We've kind of put a temporary plan in place, which at the minute, seems to be working all right. Challenging, but, you know, everyone's in the same boat, really.
Yeah, we are. We understand. And sort of Birchwood and Warrington as a location, you'd imagine will be quite resilient to the sort of short-term effects of coronavirus. I mean, there's obviously a lot of industrial stock, you know, and only 4%, you know, even if vacancy rates go up, that you sort of sense, one senses there's still going to be demand for sheds.
I mean, the shed market, you know, you've obviously got big box sheds, you know, you've got your certain size mixes that are, you know, flying off the shelf, but, you know, you still got certain types of products, certain size products that has its void periods and that will be sat there, and might be because of eave sites. If it's, you know, 30 odd years old, you know, it might only have a 5-6 meter eaves, which, you know, can be a little bit marmite with occupiers. But I think now definitely an opportunity for short-term lets. I've certainly seen heaps of emails flying out from all the agents, you know, making sure that everyone's aware that where the short-term lets are available. You know, there's lots of storage requirements out there from retailers and suppliers. And there's obviously NHS-related requirements out there as well. Yeah. They are short-term, but there is a real opportunity, I guess, for landlords to generate some income, but really, you know, cover their holding costs through what's going to be a little blip, I think, on everyone's you know, spreadsheets at the end of the year.
Yeah. And just sort of finally, are you sort of tempted to sort of get the band back together? You know, with a bit of spare time, are you furiously songwriting?
Do you know what? Well, you know, I used to be in a band and stuff, and
I do.
A lot of people do in the industry, because not through, they didn't buy the record. That obviously didn't happen, because I'm now selling office buildings and sheds. But I tell a lot of people, and I do love music, and I do enjoy it. You know, I've not written a song in a long time. I've not done a gig in a hell of a long time. I'm talking way. Probably 10 years or more since I did a gig, but I don't know. I'm certainly not going to be rushing out the door with my guitar on my back this week, that's for sure. I'm a bit rusty, to be honest with you, Lloydie.
Now,
you're a drummer.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Do you ever get to get on the drums much these days?
No. But, you know, it's
not the kind of instrument you could just pull out of
it's not, corner, no. Is it? No. Although I have sort of set up my practice kit just to have a little bit of a blast, actually, recently. But it takes a while to get back into, actually. But, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, you do. You get rusty, you do. And I am a bit rusty, but you mentioned you caught the my guitar in the picture on the video, because we're obviously... We were on a video call.
Yeah.
And he's guitar in the corner of my room, but it's more of an ornament now than an instrument, to be honest with you.
Very good. Right, Rodis, Simon, thank you very much. That was great. And thanks very much.
Yeah, good to catch up, Lloydie. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate. Bye.